Ali Horgan, defeat for Harps tonight against Shelburne. You got off to a great start. Opposition were down to 10 men, heading towards half-time. Things were going pretty well, and then suddenly it all goes wrong and you end up with no points.
Yeah. I felt when they were down to 10 men, we were 1-0 up. And probably in particular when we went 2-1 up at the start of the second half, we were totally in control. But we took wrong options, Chris. We tried to play in front of them. They sat back with the 10 men, hit us on the break, and they turned us over. And basically, that's where the equalising goal and the winning goal came from. So, no, we weren't cute enough tonight. That game is there for the taking, without a shadow of a doubt. We might be feeling sorry for ourselves, but no, you know, maybe against Wexford, you might say we're a little bit unlucky. No, tonight we weren't unlucky. It was there for the taking, and we weren't fit to take it.
Both sides may have had some quibbles with the two red cards. What was your view on things?
I had a look at another video there. Mark Sanford's one on Kieran. He caught him. Whether he meant to or not is another thing. Keats, with the two penalties, I think is what he was pulled for. But I think the lead up to the second penalty was our problem. We had a throw in at left back that we didn't deal with. We lost possession, missed a tackle, and like Philly Hughes is probably the best finisher from across in this league, and Keith had to make a late tackle to stop him, you know, well, whether Kieran would have got it or not. So that was really the turning point. That was 10 men against 10 at 2-2, and the game could have gone anywhere then. But, you know, up to that, I felt we basically, I won't say threw it away, we didn't deserve any more for the way we played in front of them and didn't try and get in behind in any manner. We continually recycled the ball time and time again. They sat back and picked us off, and fair play to them.
And when Philly Hughes got the hat-trick, and after that third goal, I mean, having been behind, they were on a high. They were the better team for much of the rest of the game, and in the end deserved it. A couple of late chances for Harps, but, you know, Shells will feel that they've got what they deserved at the end.
Yeah, at the end, the last 20 minutes, you might say Shelburne were the better side. I think up to that, you know, well, I won't say up to that, but certainly up to the when we were 2-1 up, at the start of the second half, Chris, they were down to 10 men. You know, it looked like there was no way back for them, and then we basically handed them a way back in, and look, fair play to them. Very disappointing from my point of view and from the players' point of view. We're not blaming any bad luck tonight. We're blaming basically we weren't able to close out a game that we should have been able to, and you know, That's the biggest disappointment. The last two defeats we had didn't hurt as much, on the basis that maybe a little bit of luck went against us. Certainly against Wexford, you know, maybe, you know, had we scored at nil all, but not tonight. Tonight we handed and threw away, to me, 3 points. But well done to Shelburne. They finished very strongly, and it's something to hang on to. And they picked us off on the break, as you say. They at 3-2 up. They were the better team because we went and played into their hands and played through the middle, and they would break and had chances. Although we had maybe two chances, one in particular in the last minute of the game. But so be it. They're tight games. They could go either way. And fair play to Shelburne. They went their way tonight.
Wexford are now top. Shells are right back in the mix. There's a long, long way to go, and it really is up for grabs.
Yeah, but as I said to you a number of times, we have to improve. The other teams have improved. Wexford have improved, Shelburne have improved, UCD are already improved. We need to improve with them. Like, I mean, you know, we're easy on the eye there tonight and against Wexford, but we didn't have the cutting edge at one end, and we certainly didn't have the cutting edge defensively, conceding 3 goals again tonight. And, you know, we may not have played as good a football at the start of the season, but we gave away very few goals. Now we're playing very open football, lovely to watch, lovely and pretty, but it got us nowhere tonight.
And finally, Ollie, 3 defeats in a row. You have to pick it up for next week. And a little bit of pressure now, really, to get a result next week.
Yeah, I mean, apparently Cabin Teely lost an injury time goal to Wexford. They've strengthened their squad. They've strengthened it again in the window, which is in a couple of days' time. They've got better, and that's my point, that we have to get better. And unless we get better, we won't stay with the pack that's there at the moment. We're sucked back into the pack, which is grand. No problem with that. I always felt that would happen. We need now to improve and stay with the pack. If we can do that, we'll be in with a shout. But tonight, you know, wasn't a great indicator against Wexford. Yeah, I felt, yeah, we've a bit about us. You know, we'll be okay. Tonight, no, not so much. We threw away certainly a point, probably 3 points on the manner that the game panned out at the start. But, yep, it's going to be a few questions asked against Cabin Teely. They'll be very, very difficult to beat. Maybe we'll be happy to get anything out of it at this stage. You know, that's three defeats in a row. I think it's 1 point out of 12 if you include the UCD game. So we've no excuses tonight. We came up short, and we're not blaming any officials. We're not blaming anyone in that manner. We just weren't good enough, and we'll take it on the chin. And I have no doubt that them lads will respond for Friday night.